support on all sides. Senator Padilla, welcome. This, we are beginning as a subcommittee, and we're going to stop as soon as we have a quorum. We'll stop and move on. Would you like to present your bill?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. This bill seeks to improve the quality of education for the nearly 1.5 million students in California public schools classified as English learners. English learners graduate at a rate of about 56%, the lowest of any student demographic, and only 11% will graduate from a four-year university based on current trends. If we hope to move the needle on California's overall academic success, we must focus our efforts and resources on English learners. A big strategy with which to do this is to better inform and engage parents in the education of English learner children, as well as transparency in fiscal decisions on how we're investing in English learner strategies. Currently, districts do not report school-level funding figures. Instead, they share overall district averages, and while many districts post budgets online, these budgets are only broad categories, not itemized budgets. This bill would require a school district to post online and in an easily accessible location specified information regarding their budgets for English learner supplemental funds, known as economic impact aid. This bill has enjoyed unanimous bipartisan support in the Assembly, and ask your aye vote.
Senator, do you have any witnesses in support?
There's about 1.5 million supporters. They're all in school right now.
Will they please raise their hand? You see them out there. There's 1.5 million. Are there any witnesses in opposition within the state of California? Not seeing any members? I believe the bill has support on both sides of the aisle. Came out, as you mentioned, out of the Assembly with unanimous support. So, with that, I would like you to close, and we're going to hold the hearing until we have a quorum, and then we'll have a motion on the bill. I think Senator Price will move the bill.
Okay. No, just I want to thank you for this opportunity. Not only do I think it makes sense from an education policy standpoint, but from a governance standpoint, consistent with what many of us have said, what the governor has said, transparency and accountability, particularly in education, is bodes well for our future.
I compliment you. I think transparency, accountability is always important in any part of what we do, and your emphasis and your perspective and the fact that we're really not going to deal with the issues of educating California's youth unless we really take seriously the challenge of really making sure that English learners are successful and that we see what is going on, because it is the future of California and it is the future of our educational programs, and I think what you're doing is so important. So with that, I believe we have a quorum. Will you, Secretary, please call the roll?
Blumenthal?
Aye.
Here.
Oh, here and aye. I'm ready. Senator Price, it's a double. Here and on Senator Price.
Runner? Alquist?
Here.
Blakesley? Hancock? Huff? Lou?
Here.
Price?
Here.
Sumidian?
Here.
Vargas?
I'm here.
All right. We have a quorum. Senator Price moves. SB 754. Secretary, please, I believe you've already closed on that. Secretary, please call the roll.
Do pass
to the floor. Pardon your question?
It was moved.
It was moved by Senator Price.
Oh, okay. Right.
SB 754, we're going to concur in the Assembly amendments.
Right.
Lowenthal?
Here. Aye. wanted a balance. Okay. Aye. One in the
other. Runner? Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Blakesley? Hancock? Huh? Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Sumidian?
Aye.
Sumidian, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye.
Bill has six votes sufficient for passage. We're going to hold the roll open for the absent members. Thank you. And I'm going to wait, but for everyone else meeting it, you've done your work. Yeoman's work.
Thank you. We want some action.
To address the committee? Would any of the two of you like to address the committee? If you do, give your name and where you live and raise. But if not, you don't have to. You don't have to. I can tell we. If not, this committee hearing is adjourned.